I'm Ruth Mead. I became a Christian in 1964.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
I heard the gospel at a very young age. My mother brought me to church from the earliest of my recollection. So I knew the Bible stories and was in Sunday school and church. There was different people that affected me. We got a new pastor and he was fresh out of Bible school and had a big influence on me. Everything that he said made sense, but I never really truly felt like I committed my life to the Lord. When I was 13 or 14, I signed a card in youth group saying, yes, I knew Christ, and it was like I believed in him, but it didn't seem to, I don't know. I tried to live the right way and do the right things. I even got baptized when I was around 14, mostly because my friends were. When I was 21 years old, I had stopped going to a church for a while. I was out working and actually got involved in some very ungodly activity and just was not following God. During that time, an older gentleman that went to our church came and visited us and talked to us and said, you really need to get back to church and back to the Lord. And I remember crying because I felt convicted and knew he was right. I think the following Sunday, I did go back to church. I was sitting in church and I was listening to the message, the minister. And I can't remember the whole message, but right at the end, it seemed like I would think something. I'd think, God doesn't want me. What am I doing here? He doesn't love me. I've done some really bad things and just felt like he didn't want me. He wouldn't love me and care. And as soon as I'd think that, the pastor would say, it doesn't matter what you've done or what you might have displeased God. God loves you and wants you. It was almost like this conversation with what I was thinking and what the pastor was saying. I knew that it was God speaking to me and telling me he did want me, he did love me, wanted me to come to him. I know I couldn't wait till the end of the service when they asked if anybody wanted to come forward to receive Christ. Even if they hadn't, I would have felt like I needed to go and just kneel down and pray and receive Christ and ask for forgiveness, cleansing. He received me and it amazed me. I was amazed that God just somehow his love just came around me. And I remember afterwards walking outside and even everything looked brighter and clearer. And I felt like 100 pounds rolled off my shoulders. Yes, I made a decision, but something happened because I could feel that something different had happened to me. And even the next day, I remember something happened and I probably would have said some bad words. And I felt myself just stop and not do that. And I thought, wow, something did really happen. One thing that the Lord did for me that I was very pretty shy and didn't like to talk to other people that I didn't know or be around. The Lord showed me that it was okay. He was with me, that if I was around people that weren't Christians, that he could lead me to speak to them and encourage them. And actually a number of my friends that I had from the past came to know the Lord. My youngest brother, he used to say the church would cave in if he came to church. I don't know why he thought that. I said, it really wouldn't. I said, it didn't cave in when I went. And he ended up coming to know the Lord. I've just grown to love the Lord more and realize more and more the depth of His love and that He wants to walk and talk with us daily. Even recently, it seems like He's brought me to new depths of His love and His caring and helping us through circumstances and whatever's come our way. And He grows more precious to me every day. Feels like He's my best friend, and not because I'm somebody better than anybody else, but He has blessed me very abundantly, and I'm thankful for that.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.
I'm Ruth Mead. I became a Christian. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know what year. I got to think what year. Let's see.